We continue to follow the fallout surrounding the canceled Sloth World attraction planned for International Drive in the heart of Orlando's tourist district. Elected leaders at the local, state, and federal level are pushing for stricter animal welfare protections after dozens of sloths died. Central Florida Public Media environment reporter Molly Durig joins Engage now to explain what happens next, both with the surviving animals and for regulations that govern exotic animal encounters. So Molly, just kind of update us. Where do things stand now?
Hi, Sharon. So yeah, the planned sloth encounter is now canceled, like you said, following public outcry about the animal deaths. Sloth World's owners imported 61 sloths from South America, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. State records document the deaths of at least 31 of those sloths. We're now up to a death count of at least 34, since some sloths were taken to the zoo. 13 were taken to the zoo, the Central Florida Zoo and Botanical Gardens, and since then, 3 have died. So basically, 34 is the death count we're currently at, but there are concerns that some sloths remain unaccounted for and that that death toll of 34 could be even higher. Orlando Congressman Maxwell Frost says he wants to work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on closing the legal loopholes he says enabled those deaths. Sloth World's owners were legally permitted by the state to possess captive wildlife, meaning they were allowed to import sloths, but permit holders aren't required to report animal illness or death to the state. That's according to FWC. So that is something that State Representative Anna Eskamani says she wants to see changed. She wants to see if permit holder has animals die or become ill under their care, that that should be publicly reported and that a permit shouldn't be renewed until an investigation has been done. So that's one thing that she wants to see. And yeah, right now, FWC says there is no such requirement to report animal illness or death.
So what are you hearing from lawmakers about consumer demand for these animal attractions?
Yeah, I'm really glad you bring that up because that is an angle. There are many layers to this whole story, and this is an angle that hasn't been touched on, I think, quite as much. So enforcement's definitely part of the picture here, but Representative Eskamani says the public demand for these experiences is going to be a challenge to tightening regulations for exotic animal encounters or banning the import of wild sloths, because if people keep asking for these things, it's going to be harder to stop it.
It's going to make our job harder to prohibit this in the future if folks keep demanding it. And so it's important to operate responsibly as a consumer as well.
Representative Eskamani says her office has been hearing from people asking for refunds for Sloth World, including some VIP tickets that were being sold.
I want to encourage those everyday Floridians, those everyday consumers, to spend your money wisely, to research before you spend, and to not give in to the for-profit entertainment business that feeds into the importation of wild animals.
So Molly, animal advocates, they are heartbroken over this. And I think people want to know, how are the surviving sloths doing? You know, what are they facing? What are they battling?
Right. So right off the bat, none of the sloths arrived in good condition. They all arrived with various things wrong with them, experiencing diarrhea, which is a very bad sign for sloths due to their slow metabolism. Their gastrointestinal tract is really unique, and basically everything moves really slowly. So once diarrhea shows up, it's a sign that something's been wrong for a long time. So 13 sloths were brought to the zoo, 3 have died. In total, of the 13 brought to the zoo, 4 were in particularly critical condition, and the 3 that died are of that, those 4. The final one is the baby, Mr. Ginger. They found out it was a boy. So that's the last remaining one that was in really critical condition when it arrived. But again, none of them got there in good condition. Some are doing better than others. It's really touch and go. Lead veterinarian at the zoo, James Bogan, says cold exposure may have triggered a long-term chain of health problems for these sloths. And again, because of those slow metabolisms, the signs just might not have shown up right away.
It's difficult to say. Sloths do not tolerate low temperatures well. And so if they had undergone a hypothermic event, it was just very cold, they could become immunosuppressed and can start a cascade of events that could look very similar to what we're dealing with. So that would be a plausible explanation.
Bogan says zoo staff are doing everything they can to save these animals. They're just taking things day by day.
Touch and go. We could lose every single one of them. We are optimistic that we're not going to.
Molly, I really want to know, how are the zoo's vets and the animal care teams doing with all of this?
I've spoken with folks at the zoo, including the CEO, the lead veterinarian. It's been really challenging. It's been a really emotional time. I mean, these are people who have dedicated their lives to studying animals, to helping animals. They took on these sloths. Zoo CEO Richard Glover said it's costing the zoo between $1,500 to $2,000 a day to care for the sloths. And that's like on an average day without extra tests and extra things. So it's just like day in, day out, doing everything they can. And it's so hard. I mean, they're really going through it. But I will say that they have expressed that the community support they're seeing has been phenomenal. It is fueling them. It is getting them through this. Basically, the message from the zoo would be keep that support coming. You know, they are taking donations, but also just comments on social media, reaching out, letting them know that you see the work and that it is appreciated. They said that that is making a huge difference for them.
Central Florida Public Media environment reporter Molly Durig, thank you so much for walking us through this.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharon.